Our recent cold weather has made news in some unexpected places. SDPB's Gary Ellenbolt, host of a Morning Edition on SDPB Radio, is with us now. Hi, Gary. Thanks for being here.
Laurie, thank you very much. Welcome to Monday.
All right. It's not so cold out there right now compared to how it was, but tell me what this is all about. Some cold in the Midwest making news all the way in Europe.
Right. And I think what got the attention of the British Broadcasting Corporation, at least the folks in Scotland, is they have a community in Scotland called Aberdeen. And of course, our Aberdeen in South Dakota was named for that town. And on the 1st of January, Aberdeen had a record low of 32 below zero, and that broke a standard that was 99 years old. So that got the attention of the folks in Scotland. They have a program that they do called Good Morning Scotland, which obviously would run in the morning. But they had sent an email to our marketing department saying, you know, you've had some really cold weather. We would love a story on how somebody handles the cold in the northern part of the country and how they live there. And I'm kind of the resident weather nerd in SDPB, part of that by default because it's an interest of mine. Secondly, by extreme default because I'm the first guy here every morning. So I'm usually the person who lets people know what is going on with the weather. And you might want to be here Wednesday and Thursday, by the way, but I'm going to let that go. So got an email from Brian Lindsay with the BBC. And then I emailed him back, got a wonderful call. Took me about 10 seconds maybe to decipher the Scottish accent that the guy had. And we talked about what we'd like to do, how long it should be, that kind of thing. So I go home, and I have a little bit of flop sweat going on. This is Wednesday. They're giving me 48 hours to meet the deadline and get this story done. And I'm sitting there, kind of a paralysis by analysis thing. I don't get anything done. I wake up the next morning, and I'm thinking, oh, wow. You know, we've got some sound effects of my snowblower, of a snow shovel scraping against the sidewalk, of the snowplow going by and that sort of thing. And I'm taking my commute, which takes about 25 minutes down here. And I'm thinking of all these people who I can interview. And I said, you know, I will get you an edit a little bit later on here. I'm just thinking of a couple more people I have to interview. And I was told that I'm kind of missing the point. What they're looking for is 5 minutes of my thought on what it's like to live in the northern U.S. in the winter. And I figured, boy, this just became very easy. So I sat down, cleared my head, thought about some things that mean winter and cold weather to me, put them on paper, put them on tape. And then on Saturday morning, very early Saturday morning in this part of the world, I was privileged to have that 4.5 minute piece on the BBC in Scotland.
All right. You brought it with you today?
I brought it with. I would like very much for you to hear it. And this will be archived eventually as well on the Good Morning Scotland website. Not quite there yet, but if anyone wants to hear it or any of my relatives would like to figure out that I do indeed have a job, they can listen to it there. But yeah, would like to introduce this to the American audience right now, if I could. My first memories of winter are really pretty pleasant. I grew up on nearly 300 acres of farmland in Wisconsin, where it's in your DNA that the winter months are not to be cursed or cowered from. They're to be taken on and beaten. It was with that mindset the miniature version of me would trundle out with my dad to his wheezing Farmall H tractor, and we would check on cattle in the morning. When we came in, my mom would have bowls of potato soup waiting for the two of us with just the right amount of parsley. We'd sit and watch a TV show called The Farm Hour. I knew it was winter when that tractor I mentioned earlier wouldn't start in the cold. My dad was a frugal man, and instead of buying some sort of spray to get the old tractor moving, he would bring the engine's distributor cap into the house and heat it on the electric stove. To this day, I have no idea what a distributor cap does, but I can recognize the smell of heated rubber from a mid-1940s Farmall from a good distance away. I've never been able to market that skill, but I continue to wait for the opportunity. The memories evolved as I did, the burning of lungs while running to high school wrestling practice, the frozen hair after practice while waiting for the ride home, the wrestling matches in our gymnasium where I all too often let the home crowd down. All of those potent and pungent signs of the months when the ground lies under its white blanket. As a child in southwest Wisconsin, your world centered around Brian Kennedy, the news director at the radio station near our farm. When appropriate, he would announce the school closings and late starts, and as luck would have it, our school district always seemed to give the weather a couple of hours to calm down. Unless the blizzard of the century was near, our schools would very rarely get the day off. In fact, the joke in our town involved a banner headline in the daily newspaper from Madison the day after the second coming. Christ returns to Earth, Riverdale schools 1 hour late. My post-education life steered me into radio, with most of my time on air coming in the morning hours. In a North Country winter, that is the absolute worst time to be on air. The worst of the worst comes when you spend the night at the radio station to make sure you get there ahead of the storm. In that situation, the calls start coming at about 3 a.m. Usually these calls concerned whether a school system or business or factory would be closed that day. Even while trying to sleep, one can usually muster enough decency to mumble a polite, "We don't know yet," and hang up. But there's always that one phone call where someone asks if West High School is open that day. It takes every bit of courtesy and professionalism to not give an answer similar to, "You know what, ma'am, it's the weirdest thing. Every school in the district is closed but West High School. I don't know what's going on either, but you better get the kids bundled up and out the door. Good luck." My college, the University of Wisconsin in Platteville, never called school off. Never. The administration learned its painful lesson several years before I got there. By noon on that snow day, there was not a drop of beer left to be purchased in Platteville. When the chancellor saw students hauling beer barrels toward campus on toboggans, he figured anyone who could get to the liquor store could get to class. On New Year's weekend in South Dakota, residents saw three consecutive days without a temperature reading above zero. When you live in a country that stubbornly refuses to admit the advantages of the metric system and convert to the Celsius scale accordingly, this is obviously quite a feat. One of the coldest cities in South Dakota is in the northeast corner, called Aberdeen. It's named for the Aberdeen in Scotland, and while I understand your Aberdeen can get plenty cold, I'll see you're plenty cold and raise you the 32 below zero, Fahrenheit, mind you, the Celsius equivalent is 34 below, the city reached on New Year's Day. That broke a record that had been set in 1919. Aberdeen, South Dakota will spend some time above zero Fahrenheit before another cold period next week. I've been living, as the Dream Academy sang, life in a northern town for more than a half century. I've learned how to drive in the winter. I know when to leave for work very early so I can be on air. I figured out the correct amount of parsley in a typical bowl of potato soup. And on the coldest of winter days, I can tell you, to the nanosecond, when it's time to get your tractor's distributor cap off the stove.
That's SDPB's Gary Ellenbolt. He's host of Morning Edition here on the radio, and an audio essay he provided for Good Morning Scotland with BBC Radio. Gary, thanks so much for bringing this to us. Give us an outlook of the weather today and what we have looking for midweek.
Enjoy today. Enjoy tomorrow. The bottom is going to drop out very quickly on Wednesday. There is going to be some snow. Jury's still kind of out on how much. There are people talking 4 inches. There are people talking more. It just all depends on which model you believe and which holds true. We'll know a little better about that probably late Tuesday, early Wednesday. And then by the weekend, just a brutal cold once again. Highs of the single digits and teens below zero for the lows. So hopefully you got used to what we went through a couple of weeks ago, because we're going to get it again.
We're ready for it. Gary, thanks for being here.
Oh, glad to, Lori. Thank you.